The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Communication with the community was not easy during the days of the Imam. Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, the community was prepared for it. Because you see, from the days of the ninth Imam onwards, you know, when we talk about niyabat and vikalat of the Imams, this didn't only started with Ghibat al-Sughra. It started with the days of, actually even before that, but it became more organized and vast. You know, the network of the representatives of the Imam was expanded during the ninth Imam onwards, especially during the days of the tenth Imam. To the extent that you can see the list of the wakala and the representatives of the Imam all the way from, you know, Afghanistan and northern area of that, Marv and Bukhara, all the way to Egypt. And this is where you see the extent of the Shia community. They were never in majority, but it seemed they were spread all over. And that is the network with that the 10th Imam, you know, had, and 11th Imam also basically inherited that network. And that is how the Shias were already being trained gradually, that a time will come where you will not be able to meet your Imam directly, face to face. And this is how you will be able to communicate with the Imam through the Naibin, through the, you know, representatives. And interestingly, the first special or the chief representative of the Imam of our time, Ajalallahu Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif. Is the one who had the vikala from the 10th Imam. And that position was maintained by the 11th Imam, and he becomes Naib Awwal during the Ghibat al-Sughra. And so this is what I would look to say, that this whole system of niyabat and vikalat did not just emerge automatically during the Ghibat Sughra time. No, this was being, you know, the community was being prepared for that from earlier time. One of the means by which the 11th Imam was in communication with his followers was, of course, through the letters. People would write letters to him, give to their wakil. If they are far away, to those wakala who are close by, they will send it to the chief wakil of that time, and he will somehow find a way to reach to the Imam. They were actually, one of them, the first naib of the 12th Imam, during the days of the 11th Imam, actually even changed his profession. He started selling oil in big containers, going door to door. You know, those days you do not necessarily always go to the shops. You know, people come and bring things to the door. And the reason why he adopted that was because this would be an excuse for him to go to that alley or the street where Imam lived, and he would be, you know, taking containers in. And apparently, you know, people will say, this is the person who sells oil. But many of the containers would actually have, you know, letters from the Imam. And this is where you will see that when it comes to the sayings of our 11th Imam, in many cases you will see so-and-so wrote a letter to the Imam, and this was the response that he received. Well, let me conclude with one more incident to show you the challenges that our 11th Imam went through, especially in preparing the community for the Ghaybat era. The mother of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, known as Susan or Sousan, or other name for her was Hudais or Salil. These are different names given for the mother of the Imam. And so the mother of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam becomes the grandmother of our present Imam, Hazrat Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. So our Imam's grandmother, you know, Arabic you call it al-jadda, you know, the grandmother. Because she was the grandmother of our present Imam, the community at that time used to actually refer to 11th Imam's mother as Jadda. So she became, in a way, grandmother for the whole community. Sheikh Saduq has a very interesting narration which shows, you know, even the role of the women in continuing this process of spreading the words of the Imam to the community. He says, and this is a narration from Sheikh Saduq, talking about Ahmed bin Ibrahim. He says, I went to the house of the Imam in the year 262. This is Ghaybat al-Sughra time already. This is after the wafat of the Imam. In Samarra, and I talked to Hakima. Hakima Khatun is the aunt of the 11th Imam. And she was behind the curtain. I was on this side of the curtain. And I asked her religious questions, and she responded to my religious questions. So this is an important point, that even the women of the Ahlul Bayt who were close to the Imam during that Ghaybat al-Sughra were also source of guidance for the community. In his question, he asked her, Hakima Khatun, he asked her about the location of the present Imam, who was very young at that time. And he said, where is the child? And she said, Mastur. Mastur means he is in occultation, he is in concealment, you cannot see him. And so Ahmed bin Ibrahim now is asking Hakima Khatun, that if we have issues and you and you are not available, where do you refer to? And this is where Hakima Khatun says, you know, ila al-jadda umma abi Muhammad, refer to the grandmother of the community, the mother of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. Ahmed bin Ibrahim was a learned person, and for him this was a very unusual situation, that, you know, we are being referred to a lady. And so he says that Imam Hassan Askari is the one who actually arranged all this process. You know, what was the precedence for him to say that people can also refer to his mother, the grandmother of the community? And this is where Hakima Khatun responds by saying, Iqtada'an bil Husayn bin Ali. That you don't have to go that far. What you see now is very similar to the example of Husayn bin Ali. That Imam Husayn alayhi salam appointed Zainab to be there, you know, to shield Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Many things would be uttered by Zainab, which were actually from the fourth Imam, but it will be declared to the public in the name of Zainab bint Ali, salawatullahi alayhim.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور وغفور
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.